I've adapted Yoga Nidra over the years so that it has the essential ingredients of the original Yoga Nidra I recorded several years ago, but now is enhanced mainly by the inclusion of polarities and dissolving them so that they become neutralized, and by general releasing and letting go techniques. Begin the practice of Yoga Nidra by lying down on the floor, or if you have difficulty doing that, just sitting in a chair. And whichever you're doing, and whichever you choose, begin to be aware of the surface you're resting upon. The parts of the body touching the surface you're resting upon. That's good. Now, become aware of any sounds outside the room and welcome them as best you can, as part of the practice. Now welcome any sounds you hear inside the room, including the sound of my voice, as best you can. Welcome now any sensations in the body. And notice that if you label these sensations with words like pain or discomfort, that you can quite easily drop those labels and experience those as pure sensation or vibration, welcoming them all as best you can. That's right. Now welcome and be aware of any images in your mind that thoughts convey to you. And if you experience thoughts as sounds, welcome those as well without trying to change anything about them. And that's good. I'd like you now to make resolve. Now, this can be any positive statement such as, I choose to live with more peace in my heart. I am courageous and open in my outlook. Or any positive statement. Use this in the present tense, such as, I am, or I now choose to, or similar. And repeat it 3 times mentally, now with feeling. In a moment, we're going to rotate the attention around various parts of the body in some detail. I'd like you to put your attention on each part and kind of feel into each part. Don't imagine or visualize it as such, just sense into it as best you can. Starting with the roof of the mouth. The tongue, the teeth, the floor of the mouth, the upper lip, the lower lip, inside of the throat, the jaw, the left eye, left temple, left cheekbone, the right eye, right temple, right cheekbone, the nose, the left ear, the right ear, the forehead and scalp. the back of the neck, the right shoulder, upper arm, elbow, wrist and forearm, back of the hand, palm of the hand, thumb, index finger, middle finger, ring finger, and little finger. The right chest, right abdomen, the hip, buttock, right thigh, kneecap and behind the knee, ankle, heel, top of the foot, sole of the foot, big toe, second toe, third toe, fourth toe, and fifth toe. The left shoulder, upper arm, elbow, forearm and wrist, the back of the hand, the palm of the hand, the thumb, index finger, middle finger, ring finger, and little finger. The left chest, left abdomen, left hip, the buttock, the thigh, kneecap and behind the knee, shin and calf muscle, ankle, heel, top of the foot, sole of the foot, the big toe, second toe, third toe, fourth toe, and fifth toe. The whole of the body as one. The whole of the body as one. You as awareness, remain aware, constantly, but the body sleeps, and the mind rests. Bring the attention to the breath entering and leaving the nostrils. Be aware of any difference in sensation between the in-breath and the out-breath. Good. Now we're going to experience and integrate various polarities. Life is made up of duality, night and day, good and bad, happy and sad, and so forth. We tend to favour the good over the bad, but the fact of the matter is, when we can accept both sides of the pole equally, and then, as best we can, experience them at the same time, They integrate and dissolve, like matter and antimatter meeting, leaving us in the no-state state of peace and equilibrium. We'll start with hot and cold as an example. Experience the sensation of heat, perhaps by recalling a summer's day when it was really warm. The sensation of heat throughout the entire body, as best you can. Good. Now the experience of cold throughout the entire body. Perhaps recalling a winter's day. Experience of cold throughout the entire body. Now experience heat again throughout the entire body. And cold again throughout the entire body. Heat again throughout the entire body. And cold throughout the entire body. Now, as best you can, experience both hot and cold at the same time. Allow the two to be there simultaneously as best you can. That's good. Now the polarities of heavy and light. Experience heaviness throughout the entire body. If it helps, you can feel yourself being pulled down by gravity into the floor or the earth. A feeling of heaviness as best you can. Now experience the feeling of lightness throughout the entire body, and if it helps, you can imagine or visualize a feather, or just the sensation of floating upwards. Again now, the feeling of heaviness throughout the entire body, as best you can. Now the feeling of lightness throughout the body as best you can. Again, the feeling of heaviness throughout the entire body. The feeling of lightness throughout the body. And the feeling of heaviness as best you can. Now experience lightness and heaviness at the same time to the best of your ability. Allow them to merge. That's good. Bring your attention now back to the breath entering and leaving the nostrils. Don't sleep. Just be aware of the body and anything arising in your awareness. Images, sounds, sensations. Welcoming everything as best you can. I want you to bring your attention now to the periphery of your body. And if you ponder this, all you really have is a memory of the edge, the outline of your body, without referring to memory or past associations of any kind, isn't there a kind of vagueness, a sort of fuzziness, where you literally imagine the periphery to be? You might notice now how it's much more vague than you thought. It's quite difficult to get a sense of length and breadth or dimension without referring to the past, without memory. Notice now that the concept of inside and outside are kind of vague. Without using your memory or past associations or thoughts and feelings, can you experience much difference between inside and outside, of here and there? You might notice an increasing sense of, well, beingness, just being. Welcome that experience as best you can. And also welcome the one or the awarer who is experiencing all this. Welcome that as best you can. Now experience what you are aware of and the awarer itself as made of the same substance or vibration. No boundaries, just one. And rest as that. And just be. In a moment, I'm going to ask you to repeat the resolve you made at the beginning of the practice. Just repeat it to yourself now, mentally, three times from the heart. That's good. The practice of Yoga Nidra is now complete. When you're ready, gradually move your feet and toes around slowly, and then your hands and fingers, and gently bring your attention back into the room.